Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. It's good to be back in your presence again. The Lord is still good. He's still passing us blessings day by day. And we're going to be experiencing some of those blessings this evening through his teaching, through his word. But it's so good to just be with you right now, because God is still on the throne. He is still the one that we can look to, because we need to look to the hills from whence cometh our help, knowing our help comes from him. And without him, I found out a long time ago, I can't do anything without him, because with him I can do all things. And all things through him. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. He allows us to even lie down in green pastures and restores our soul. I want to give honor to him right now. Because he is worthy of all of my honor. He's worthy of all of my thanks. And I want to just acknowledge him right now. Because it wasn't my clock this morning that went off and woke me up. It was God's grace and God's mercy that woke me up this morning. And it was God's grace and God's mercy that woke you all up if you're still in the land of the living. Because God is so good. His love is so overwhelming that he loves us spite of what we are doing. God still loves us. But I know that he is worthy. He's worthy of my honor. And I give him the honor and I give him the praise. And I just want him to just know that how much I love him. And not only that, I want to thank Apostle again, as I do week after week, for allowing us to continue on this broadcast, because she is still holding on to God's unchanging hand. She's still lifting up the word of Jesus, and she's lifting him up because, you see, Jesus said in his word, if I be lifted up from this earth, I will draw all men unto me. So he's lifting him up this evening, and I just want to be so thankful for him lifting him up. As we go this evening, I want to thank my wife also. She's not with me again tonight, Amanda. She's gone to work, but I still want to thank her for what she do during the times that she's on this station with me and with you all. God is surely using her in a tremendous way. I've been praying that God would open up a door for her to be able to just show out what God has instilled in her. And God is really doing that. And I want her to know that I love the way, from the day one that she started on this station with me, she had grew so much. She has become so knowledgeable. She have shown that God is in her life, and that is a blessing there. And I want to thank her for all she do to make this broadcast, this service that I render week after week, successful. I just want to thank her once, thank her twice, thank her three times. And as I go, I want to just thank you all, because you all plays a part in this service. It's not just me. It's not just her. It's not just the apostles. It's not just the ones that brings the word week after week. Y'all are part of us, because y'all participate day after day in these services. Without you all, there would not be, this service wouldn't be as great as it is right now, because y'all play the part. Also, so don't think that y'all don't play a part. Y'all just coming on and, and tapping into our service. But yes, you are still a part holder in our services, because we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. Let us pray. Most holy God, our heavenly fathers, again now that I come as humble as I know how. Lord, I come right now because you said whosoever will, let him come and drink from a fountain that never runs dry. Lord, I stand behind this secret desk to proclaim you this afternoon. Lord, as we begin to enter into your word this afternoon, I pray that you would allow us to be able to hide your word in our hearts, so to be a light unto our paths and a lamp unto our feet. Keep us, Lord. Keep us as one together, and so that we be able to meditate, concentrate on you. Give us the knowledge to understand what we are teaching and what we are taught. Lord, as I go now, Lord, I ask you that you would allow your Holy Spirit to rest, rule, and abide within me. Lord, whatever I stand in need of, I ask you right now that you would just give it to me. Lord, hide me now. Hide me, Lord. Hide me behind this secret desk. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and redeemer forevermore. Lord, now, Lord, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done, everything you're doing, and everything you're about to do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 We're going to be coming this evening from the book, Romans, the 8th chapter. And I'm going to try to get through that whole 8th chapter if I can. But if I can't, I'm going to pick up next week with the rest that I'm left off from teaching this evening. Because sometimes it takes a little longer to teach these lessons, but we don't want to miss nothing. We want to get something out of this so that we can have this for our learnings and our roadmap to guide us and to keep us. I don't want to carry you too fast. I want us to slow down some, because I want y'all to learn. I want you to learn what says the law. And if I carry you too fast, you could miss something. So I'm not going to carry you too fast. I'm just going to teach in a manner where you can understand. And even a little child will be able to understand what says the Lord. The 8th chapter of Romans. My first point that I'm going to be lifting up here this afternoon is, I'm going to name them one by one as I get to them, because just in case I don't, can't finish up this whole chapter. My first point is free from indwelling sin. And I want you to get your counsel. I want you to get your paper. I want you to write this down, because, see, when you write it down, you can always go back to it another time. You can always go and search the scriptures time and time again and see where I'm coming from. Is it true or is it false? So write it down so you'll know where I'm coming from. I'm going to be reading. There is therefore none, no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. It says, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his only Son in the likeness of sinful flesh on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Listen here now. For to be carnal minded, it is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal minded is a militant against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then those who are in the flesh, listen, cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you, now and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. And I want to start in my lesson here this evening. I want to just want you to look at what I'm about to do here. And think about this. What are some of the first words of imagine that come to mind when you think about your father? Not only your earthly father. What are some of the imagines and even the images and the thoughts that come in our mind when you think about your father? You see, I want you to just do this on your own. Just think, what image do you see about your father? Father is one that looks out for his children. Am I right about it? Father, when your child is lost and you need to be a good father, that child can come to you any time that he sees fit. Wherever he is, he should be able to call on his father. That's our earthly father. But our heavenly father is there when the roads get strong, when the hills are to climb, when hellhounds is on our tracks, when danger all around us. We can look to the hills and we can see a good father, all in mercy. One that do not even sleep or slumber. One that is always there for you. That's a good image of our father. We should always realize that our father is good to us. And you see, have you thought, has something made you feel especially pleased in the recent weeks? Have you had pleasure from something last week, this week? Have something just made you pleased? Think about that. When has something amused you or made you feel extra happy? When? Ask yourself that. What was it about that experience that struck you as so rewarding? Think about that. I could name all kinds of things that has made me extra happy. I can think about things that made me feel so good. Last week before last, I can name those things, and you should name them. I can't name them for you, But I only can name the feelings that I have that have made me. So, but I'm asking you this evening, you write this down. You name them. What was it about the experience that struck you as so rewarding? Lord, have mercy. Just stop for a little while. Just focus on that. Just think. Through it all, we have to lean and depend on God. Through it all, when things seem like it wasn't going well, we can still look to God, because God is one that can pick up a bad situation and wreck it out and make it good. So that's a good thing that has happened to us down through the week, because God is still working behind the scenes. When we don't know where we're going to get our next meal from, listen, and you know that God will send you someone with a flower bag, with flour so that we can have bread. Someone will come and bring us some vegetables. But God knows. God always makes a way out of no way. He'll do that for us. That's our activity. Now I'm going to go now. We're going to start now. We got to start a growing. We got to get off of that milk, my sisters and my brothers. Time and time again, we need to get off of that milk. If we are feasting on the word of God, we no longer are babes. We no longer need milk. We got the meat of the world, and so we begin to grow. You see, these Bible studies, week after week, we should be growing week after week. Something should be said week after week that would lead us to growth, where that we would grow from one thing to another. That's the way God is, and that's the way God wants us to be. He wants us to take his word at heart in the same way that we began to climb stairs. The word of God, the scriptures, will lead us step by step. In every step that we take, we're getting higher and getting higher and getting closer to God. You see, that's what it's all about. Taking those spiritual steps, it'll draw you closer. It began to draw you to a relationship with God. So here, I'm talking about free from indwelling sin. Don't let sin linger in your body and in your heart too long, because it will fester and it will become a sore, and then it will begin to spread, and we are full then of sin. So get rid of it right now. That's what is being said here. Based on verse 1 through 11, what does it mean to walk according to the flesh? I'm asking this question. What does it mean to walk according to the flesh? What does it mean to walk according to the Spirit? It means to walk according to the flesh. My Bible says, there is therefore none, no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit is life in Christ Jesus, has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh. You see, God did not send his son in the world. Listen, listen, listen. He did not sent his son into the world. He sent him because of the likeness of sin, plus, sinful plus, on account of sin. Jesus, see, what the Bible is teaching here, Jesus came. That's why, that's the reason he came. Write it down. He came because of sin. He didn't come for no other reason at all. He came to condemn sin in the flood. The sin that man had taken upon himself got so big, his head so big. You know what I'm talking about. We get like that sometimes. And we become sinful. So Jesus came so that we could have life and have it more abundantly. You see, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit, we are in the Spirit. But to be spiritually minded, listen, that's what we want to be. We want to be spiritually minded. Spiritually minded is life, and not only life, it is peace. Peace like a river. Peace that passes all understanding. Peace of that prevails. We are not living now in the flesh. We are not doing the things of the flesh. The flesh has been, when we become Christians, follow me now. Christian is not just the word. Some of us use it and take it and even exercise it as a word. But Christian, the word Christian, it's not just the word. It means to be Christ-like. If we are Christian, we need to be what? Christ-like. That's where the word germinated from, Christ-like. We shouldn't be in the world, of the world, no more when we have been converted. When we have been changed, we should act like it, that we have been changed. You see, I can teach in season and out of season. I can plant the seed, but I cannot make you do what the seed is saying do. Every one of us have to use our own mind to make our mind up to either serve God or serve Satan. Which one do you want to serve? That is the one that you choose, and it becomes your God. So we should be free from the indwelling of sin, because spiritual mind is life and peace, but the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not even subject to no law of God. And indeed, it can be. So those who are in the flesh, listen, can you please God when you are just in the flesh? If you can please God, you need to go back to the old landmark. You need to get on your knees and have a little talk with Jesus and get a little more education. Because my Bible teaches that if you are in the flesh, you cannot please God at any point in time. And even it goes so far, I'm getting ahead a little bit. It even goes so far that if you cannot please God, you are not of his. when you are in the flesh, you are serving Satan. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. The Spirit of God dwells in you. Do you know what the Spirit of God is that dwells in us? You remember when Jesus was going to leave us? He said, I'm going away one day. I'm going to prepare a place for you. And where I am now, ye shall be also. But I'm going to pray to my Father that my Father would send down a comforter. And that comforter is the Holy Spirit. It's the one that will keep us until Jesus comes again. Don't you know he will, the Holy Spirit, he will, even when we don't know what to pray for, he will utter us through us what to pray for. He hears every one of our groans. He knows our troubles. And he knows what we are doing at all times and what we are not doing. So you cannot fool the Holy Spirit because it lives not on the outside of you. The Holy Ghost Spirit lives on the inside of you. It lives in your heart. And your heart is the center of your soul. Listen here, I want y'all to learn these things because I don't want to come to y'all week after week and then you are unlearned. I want you to take this to heart because these things are necessary because we are living in a time where that this world is going to be snatched up. It's going to be a burn-up. It's going to be destroyed. But we need to get this now because we don't want to be lost in the end. The end is coming. Our day is coming that we're going to have to leave this place. Our day is coming that we're going to have to shake off these earthly clothes and we got to put on the grave suit. And our soul is going to be taken up and going to be put where Jesus is. And when Jesus comes back, he's not coming. He's coming looking for a church. Listen, are you the church? He's looking for one without a spot or a wrinkle. My Lord, what you mean, preacher? About a spot or a wrinkle. I told somebody off last week. I lied last week. I cheated last week. I didn't do the thing that I should have done last week. So you mean to tell me that if the Lord comes then when I was doing these things, I wouldn't be saved? See, God wants us to get our house in order while we can. You see what I'm talking about is we must work the works of him. Listen, while it's day, when night comes, no man can work. We got to work now. We got to stop sitting back, not doing what God wants us to do, thinking it's going to be candy and apples and all these things so sweet to us, and we don't have to do nothing but just sit back and receive them. But there is much work, my sisters and my brothers, to be done out here. You see, we have learned, I want you to write, what it means walking according to the flesh. Those that walks according to the flesh, let me leave this with you, is the flesh. The flesh is flesh. And those that walk according to the spirit is walking in the spirit. So spirit leads to spirit. Flesh is flesh. And if you are walking in the flesh, you are following after Satan. I got to say it like it is. You are living in Satan's realm. But when you come out and learn how to walk in the spirit, you are no longer walking in the flesh then, because you have changed. Everything has became new, and you are spiritual. What steps can we take in our lives? Listen, I want you to listen to this. This is very important. Very important to this lesson this evening. What steps can we take in our lives to please God? What we need to do? Think about that. That's a question for you all. And you think about it. What steps? Every one of us should have steps that we can take in our lives to please God. I'm just going to use one. Living in the Spirit and walking in the Spirit and doing God's will is God's pleaser. If we do what God have signed us to do in a manner where that God is smiling up there in heaven, pleased with us because we are doing what he wants us to do. You know, I was preaching on this Sunday about we as teachers and we as preachers, we as pastors, we got to stop saying to ourselves and to the congregation of people of that we got to grow into crossing every T and dotting every I. But if you want to do what God really wants you to do, you need to put it in practice to dot every I and cross every T if you're going to be a leader. We can't be half-stepping. We can't go half-stepping. We got to go all the way. Because, you see, we can't sugarcoat this word. What you talking about, preachers? A lot of pastors and a lot of preachers and a lot of lay speakers is sugarcoating the word of God. They're not telling it like it is because they don't want someone to come back on them because you have stepped on their toes. But listen here. I'm a pastor, preacher. I've been preaching for a long time. And I step on toes. It don't bother me if you like me or don't like me. Because one thing about it, the word of God is so true. You see, what I'm talking about is the word of God is sharp. It's like a two-edged sword. That's why I preach the word. That's why I teach the word. I want it to bite. I want it to cut deep down to the marrow of your bones so that it can convert you and get you back on the right road that you need to be on. So if I step on your toes, I'm doing it because the word says so. I can't spare it. I can't spare. That's why God told us in his word that those that spare the rod will spoil the child. So I'm not going to spare this rod. If it's here, I'm going to tell you like it is. You see, because even God said a lot of preachers jumps around this. The wages of sin. A lot of us don't look at the wages of sin. But God teaches us that the wages of sin is death. Death unto hell burned fire. Death, spiritually death. You die. You die. You die. But the gift of God is eternal life. Lord have mercy. Who don't want that? I want that eternal life. So what steps can you take in our lives to please God? Let us look at verses 12 through 17. I don't believe I'm going to get through. I'm going to try to get as much as I can. Let us look at verses 12 through 13. And I want you to follow after me. It says, therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. Listen. Hear what it says? If you live according to the flesh, now listen, open your ears. You can close your eyes, but open your ears so you can hear what the word of God is saying through this here, his servant. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. That said, you will die. Repeat it, you will die. But here now it says, if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, Lord have mercy. So you telling me that through it all, it sums up that if we allow the Spirit to work in us, it will crucify death daily, because those deeds that's in our body that's unworthy, it will get us in order. And my Bible says you will do what? Live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, then you know what we become then? Sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children. Listen, when we are born again, when we are adopted into God's family, we become joint heirs and heirs, and we become the children of God. And you see, if indeed we suffer with him, that we also be glorified. You know, we have to look at this. Sometimes we lose this and we don't focus on this. Once you become spiritually minded, and once you become walking in the Spirit, you become as one with Christ Jesus, my Lord. I am in the Father in me. That's what Jesus said. But when we take on the Holy Ghost Spirit power of God, we become adopted into that family, and we become one in a whole. We are then being guided by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost Spirit. Three in one are taking up residence in us so that we can be like him. Don't y'all want to be like him? We got to stop letting people fool us, telling us we can't be that way. But that's not so, my sisters and brothers. If we are in the Spirit and we walk in the Spirit, we should live like Jesus is living in us day by day. We shouldn't be doing the things that Satan is partaking us to do. Now, you know, I hear people say that we err sometimes, and that's so true, because we still got a body that's flesh. Because Jesus said in his word that the Spirit is always willing, but he said that flesh is what's weak. That's what makes us weak, our flesh. But now we need to be more spiritually than fleshly. And we be able to see the goodness of the Lord, even in the land of the living. You see, to see what Jesus describes God as Father, you can read that another time, Luke 15:11-32. See what Jesus describes as Father. How do we relate to God as his children? What does that look like in our everyday lives? Just note that. How do we relate to God as his children? What does that look like in our everyday lives? You see, the 15th chapter of Luke, you will find there, find the good father. I'm not going to get into that because I can't do it all tonight. But I just want to tell y'all where it's coming from. Look how the father was with his son that was lost. That his son had gone out and had spent all that he had accumulated from his father. And he lived it up. But he had to realize in his mind, I'm just doing a little summary here. I'm not going to do it all. Realize in his mind that his father at home had enough food to even throw out and to waste. And I'm here, I'm hungry. And I got to eat the husk of the swine that I'm feeding. Listen now. He said, I am not worthy to even be called thy son. But he made up his mind. And we have to make our mind up, my sisters and my brothers, that I'm going back home. I'm going to go back home because I know that my father took care of me. Lord have mercy. When we stray off, my sisters and my brothers, don't feel shame. Just make up your mind and go back home. Don't feel shame that those that you come into is going to ridicule you, is going to make you feel worse than you feel by being out there. Go back home. Go back home. If you need to go back to the Lord, go back. He is there. How do we relate? What does that look like in our everyday lives? We need to look at that. Think about that. How do it look in our everyday lives? Let us read verses 16 and 17. We've got a few more minutes. Let us read verses 16 and 17. We're going to read these verses out loud. And we're going to read these verses several times as an act of praise. Brevity, declaring the truth that you are a child of God. Let us read 16 and 17. And we're going to read these out. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Let us read, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs and heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, that we may also together in him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What a passage of scripture. Hallelujah. If we, the Spirit, bears witness with our spirit that we are children of the high God. Lord have mercy. We are heirs. We are joint heirs. So that means that we are more than conquerors. We have already overcome the obstacles that falls in our way. We have already overcome those things. So don't you worry toward the sky, because when you begin to look down on the earth, you find yourself in a state of mind that your mind then is focused on the things that you can see and not focus on the things that you cannot see. Lord, have mercy. It's good to see those things that we can see, but it's better to see those and focus those things that we cannot see, because that is Christ Jesus, our Lord. We find sonship through the Spirit. We become sons. We become daughters. We become heirs and joint heirs. Then we are sons. We are the sonship through the Spirit. The Spirit is guiding us. Then we find from suffering to glory. From suffering to glory. You know, for consider the suffering of the present times are not worthy that you be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. The sufferings of the present time, it do not compare itself with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves. And it says, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weakness. Lord have mercy. And when we weep, it will make us strong. When we're weak, how would you summarize Paul's point in verse 18 and 30? How would you summarize that? Just think about it. I'm not going to go into it because my time is running close. Just you think about that sometime. What emotions do you experience when you read verses 31 and 39? God's everlasting love. Lord have mercy. I'm almost through. What emotions do you experience when you read verses 31 through 39? And my point there is God's everlasting love. God's saying here in his word through Paul. Says, what then shall we say to these things? Lord have mercy. Listen, if God is for us, who can be against us? Who? If God is for us, we don't have to worry about those hellhounds and those obstacles that falls in our way. Because if God is for us, he is for us. No one can be against us because he is our battle axe in a time of war. He who did not spare his own son, listen, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? See, freely. We don't have to pay for it. We go to the grocery store. We go to the clothing store. We go to all kinds of stores. We got to use money to pay for these things. But we don't have to pay. He gives these things to us freely. Because Jesus paid it all. When he hung on the cross, he paid it all. He paid it all for us so that we could have the right to the tree of life. Then it says, who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Listen, we act sometimes like we justify, but it's God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? Sometimes you find, even in the churches, people will condemn you. But they don't have a heaven or a hell to put you in. So they cannot condemn you who died. And furthermore, is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. That's the one who condemns. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who shall? Listen, listen. Shall tribulation or distress, persecution, famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? My Bible says, as it is written, listen, as it is written, For your sake, we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nothing is too easy for us in this world. Some things comes hard, but God makes a way out of no way. And it says here in the 37th verse, it says, yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. For I am persuaded, listen, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature of things shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Nothing, nothing in this world can separate us from Christ, from God, from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Nothing. You see? Nothing. And I'm going to leave this with you. I'm just supposed to. Why is it critical to understand that nothing can separate us from God's love? Think about that. As you go this week, think about that. Why is it critical to understand that nothing can separate you from God's love? Think about it as you go. Now let us go. Let us get ready to go, because time is running out. What caused you to feel unworthy of God's love or affections? I'm going to leave that with you. What causes you to feel unworthy of God's love or affections? Things will cause us, so you know what causes you. Then, what steps can you take this week to embrace the reality of God's love for you? And I'm going to leave this with you. It's always good when we are learning and teaching God's word to leave a memory verse. I'm going to leave this with you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life through Christ Jesus, my Lord. Thank you. Thank you. I hope that you have received something out of this teaching this afternoon. Free from indwelling sin, sonship through the Spirit, from suffering to glory, and then last but not least, God's everlasting love. God's everlasting love, agape love. Love is the greatest of all of God's commandments. That's why he told us to love one another, like my Father loved me, and to show forth my love for one another, to keep my commandments. Oh, my God, God's love. We need to spread that abroad. Let God's love be shown all in us and through us when we are dealing with one another. Let us love like Jesus. This week, just take steps to embrace the reality of God's love for you. Most holy God, our heavenly fathers, again now that I come now. I come saying, Lord, thanking you for your lesson here this evening. Lord, I pray that you would continue on allowing me to be able to teach lesson after lesson the way that you would have for me to teach. Lord, right now, open up the ears so they can hear what says the Lord. Now, Lord, I pray that your sweet communion and the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide within us, henceforth and forevermore. And as I go down from this place, I pray, Lord, that if there is one that don't even know you by the pardon of his sins, pray, Lord, that you would draw them near to your bleeding side. Let them come confessing, what must I do to be saved? Lord, right now, just open up their hearts so their hearts would not be stony, but would be like pure gold. Now and as I go, Lord, I pray that you would just allow me to be able to stand strong time and time again. And as I go, you go with me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your lesson here through your word. Because, Lord, I thank you most. I thank you, Lord, even on my own, because when I teach, I'm teaching to myself also. If something is not right within me, Lord, I ask you time and time again, kick it out and strengthen me. In Jesus' name. Free. I'm free. I'm free. Thank God Almighty. We are free at last. Thank you. You have a blessed evening and continue on this week looking toward God and looking to his heels. His heels is white now. And we need to look to those heels. And we will receive manifold blessings. Manifold blessings. Thank you. Thank you. Down through my years, the Lord has been good to me. Down to my years, the Lord has been good to me. Down through my years, the Lord has been good to me. Oh, he's been good. He's been good. So good to me. Well, he woke me up this morning, started me on my way. Oh, he woke me up this morning and started me on my way. Oh, he's been good. He's been good. And so good to me. Well, down through my years, the Lord has been good to me. Oh, down through my years, the Lord has been good to me. Oh, down through my years, the Lord has been good to me. Oh, he's been good. He's been good. So good to me. Well, he put clothes on my back. My Lord has been good to me. Oh, he put clothes on my back. My Lord has been good to me. Oh, he's been good. He's been good. So good to me. Down through my years. The Lord has been good to me. Down through my years, the Lord has been good to me. Oh, he's been good.